Father, we believe and receive wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. We are edified and your name is glorified. Can we get a believing amen?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, let me ask you, are you ready for 2024?
Yes.
Amen. All right, that's good, that's good, that's good. Amen. I've titled this one, As We Proceed. Right? As we proceed. You see, what we have right now, and I want you to follow me carefully. What we have right now is a chronological flow. What does that mean? It means that it's the time of the earth, right? We set the time, January, February, March. We do the counting. But in the midst of it, there are things God does. Please listen to me carefully. But when we were praying, according to how we always do, very importantly, concerning 2024, because like I said to you, my programming has changed, right? I don't come and say, oh, this bad thing will happen, this bad thing. No, we just tell you how to go about ensuring that you enjoy yourself in 2024 in the midst of all of it all. And interestingly, I want you to write this down. Number one, 2024 is up to you. All right. Because the things I'm going to say today, I'll continue in next week's service. But write it down so that it's clear to you in the beginning. 2024 is up to you, and I'll tell you why. 2024's program would have to do with three things. I'm saying it that way so you can itemize them before I go into what I want to talk about. 2024, how it shapes up for you, is a function of number one, what you prioritize.
Yes.
Number two, the choices you make. And number three, the instructions you follow. I'll say it again. 2024. For you, it's up to what you prioritize, the choices that you make, and the instructions that you follow. Amen. Church, amen. Yeah. I've said a good number of things I want to say already. I'll say it again. It's up to what you prioritize, the choices that you make, in the instructions that you follow. Who are we? I started teaching. We are the new creation of God. Let's look at the Bible to see who we are. Let's look at the Bible to see who we are. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3. Ephesians 1 verse 3. Oh, all those testimonies really blessed me. Oh God, thank you, Lord Jesus. Ephesians 1 verse 3. Are you there? Blessed? Are you there? Amen. Ephesians 1 verse 3, it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has done what? Who has done what? So can you write, I am the blessed one? Right. It says, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies in Christ. So the blessing is in Christ. The blessing is Christ. The blessing is the Spirit. Spiritual blessings, meaning blessings that are of the Spirit. Who are we? We are the blessed ones. So the point is, because we are the blessed ones, what happens in our lives is really a function of what we prioritize, the choices that we make, and the instructions that we follow. Who are we? Galatians 2 verse 20. I've already told you, you're the blessed one. If you understand what I'm talking about today, and I'll try to be as practical as I can, and then we close. Galatians 2 verse 20 says, I have been,
crucified.
Church, I have been crucified with
Christ.
Who am I? Okay, I've been crucified with Christ, but what's the problem now? Nevertheless, I is that a mystery to you? Somebody is dead, but is alive. What? How many people know what crucifixion means? It's to kill somebody. Or didn't you get it's not a joke, the severity of what that man is saying there. I have been what?
Crucified. crucified with Christ. So am I everybody? No. You must remember who you are. We must tell you, write this down. Revelation comes before instruction. If not very easily, you'll go into legalism. I'll say it again. Revelation, because we can't just say, number one, do this, number two, do this. Okay, why are you doing it? So revelation, all the things you were, we are going to be sharing, we are sharing them because you are a new creation. And because you are a new creation, there is a way that we live. But like I said to you, the danger of Christianity is that God listens to you. I said it 3 weeks ago. It is a good and a bad thing. Amen. Amen. So the choices you make are crucial. What you prioritize is crucial. The thing about your relationship with God is God does not lord on you. He doesn't. He cannot. Anyone that says God lords on him is lying. We make him lord. Does that make sense? He doesn't lord on us. Even his greatest work, salvation, did he lord it on you? Did you wake up and just became saved? No, you will hear the message and he will give you a choice to make. Even though that choice that you make can destroy you, or that choice that you make can give you life. Who are we? I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but who? I want you to read. Yet not I, but who? Christ lives in me. Who are you? That man that Christ lives. Are you everybody? See, if you don't understand this setting apart, you would question instructions. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Be believers, understand it if you've not understood it before. In 2024, understand that you are not everybody. You don't take how you live, even from the media. You take how you live from the instructions given you and be okay with it. I'm talking about in the Word. I am not everybody. I am the one that has received the activity of Christ's action. He died for me. He says, I've been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I. Christ lives in me. Listen, no, he's still there. I'm still in verse 20. The life I now live. Are you reading it for yourself? I want to be sure that you are following the verse. Because to understand what I'm teaching, you must understand this revelation. Are you back in verse 20? Galatians 2 verse 20. Are you there now? The life I now. Okay, let's wait for you. The life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So the life I live is a function of something that someone did. So you cannot compare yourself with others. In fact, sometimes it doesn't matter their results. We live in a certain way because I can read through the instructions and I read through all these things and you will be questioning why. It's because you're born again. You gotta come to a point in your life, why don't you do that? I'm born again. And it's enough a description. The life I now live. Okay, the life I was living before was whose life? My life. Who was my God? The Bible calls us that we're dead in sin. The devil being our Lord. Who is our Lord now that we crowned Lord ourselves? There is a Jesus. He says, the life I now live, I live by the faith. Fullness of the Son of God. Meaning God is the one that gave me his life. I did not have life. Man without God has no life. Now I have life. This life I am living it based on the faithfulness, the faith of the Son of God. Who is this Jesus who loved me and gave himself for me? So I am that believer who is different from others in the world because I have a Savior. This Savior saved me, brought me into his kingdom, and in that kingdom we fly by instructions. Are you getting it? Church, are you getting it? You see, this is the issue with Christianity. Instructions are given to you. You are never forced. But those instructions are so powerful that they can transmogrify your life. But he never, and that's why The Bible will say Jesus talks about his own people as sheep, not goats. Did you get it? You know, a sheep, you take the sheep by instruction. It's goat that has opinion. I get what I'm saying? That's why Jesus will say, okay, do this. And that thing is so important to God's plan for your life. He said, no, it's my life. That's the problem. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Let me show you what I'm talking about so it makes it more practical to you. Deuteronomy 30 verse 19. I want you to see there. I want everyone to open their Bibles. I'm about to round up. Amen. Deuteronomy 30. We have said so far that you are born again. And so as a born again Christian, you live by... Are you in verse 19? I want you to be there. Deuteronomy 30, verse 19. This is the manuscript, the way even God operates. It is the same thing God did with the children of Israel. If you look at the Bible says in the book of Psalm 103, for example, it says, and Moses knew his ways. The children of Israel, they knew his acts. See, you don't want to be like that. All you know about God is miracle, miracle, miracle. Are miracles good? Yes, but they are just that which anybody can get. God wants you to have a what? Relationship with him. And those relationships will be by instructions. Amen. Look at verse 19. Deuteronomy 30, verse 19. Can you imagine this thing? Look at it. I have done what? Set before you. What is there? Okay, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. I have done what? Set before you life and death. That, you see, while Moses is saying this, that's the same thing that God does. There is eternal life. There is eternal damnation. But God will never say, if you don't accept eternal life, I will beat you up. You just say it's before you. What would determine your eternity? You say it's before you. Do you see the power? So if that is still up to your choices, understand that no, there is nothing special about a year. What is special is how you specially take note of instructions. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
I call heaven to earth to record against you. I have set before you life and death. What else is there? Blessing and curses. Are you seeing this thing? Then what does it say? Therefore, so the activity of God in your life is counsel. Do you know a lawyer? You know that you can be with a lawyer and the lawyer is telling you, say this in court. You know you can choose to say something else. He's just a counsel. He will tell you, choose life and you may live. But you can choose not to choose life. Amen. And God will not say, how dare you? You didn't choose life. God will just say, he wanted to die. Okay. Let me tell you, it's the same thing God said. It's not only with the children of Israel. It's the even people of the world. If you read Romans chapter 1, the Bible says God said they should esteem him. God was telling them, you can read it from verse 18. God said, esteem me. Because when you esteem me, your heart, it's not that I'm looking for praises up and down. When you esteem me, your heart is open to me and not open to vain things. The Bible says the people of the world did not esteem God. So what did they do? It says their hearts became darkened. They gave themselves to vain imaginations. It said in the next verse, before long, it says God gave them to a reprobate. What is God gave them to a reprobate? God did not just say, you are now reprobate. No. The reprobate mind is the fruit of rejecting his instruction. You read it from Romans 1, from 18. It says God gave them, meaning God allowed them. And that's the thing about God. That's why I say to you, there are two things I want to talk about. See, there is a danger in a statement like pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, and whatsoever you desire, God will give it to you. It's true. But there's a danger there. You don't know all. So before you pray the prayer of faith, my sister, pray the prayer of inquiry. Did somebody hear what I just said? Okay, you want to buy a building, or there's a building there. Don't just say, I take it, I walk it. And that's where faith people get into trouble. I said this thing 3 weeks ago. I'm saying it again in another way. You see something. Oh, you see a woman. You see a man. Oh, that's my wife. No, before you use faith, understand, is it what I'm to do? That is why we have a proud generation. They use faith to get things that will kill them. Are you getting what I'm saying? Is it making sense? This whole John 14:13 is more dangerous than you think. It's a blessing only when you understand that there is a prayer of inquiry that comes before prayer of faith. Amen. Church, amen. Amen. Imagine Micaiah now. His prayer of inquiry to his father, or his prayer of request to his father, is he wants a brand new Audi. I'm not talking about toy car. Full car, full option. He just says, "Dad, you're a good daddy. You know, whatever, I'm your son. Let's go there. Your only son in whom I love. In whom you love. You will not do anything for me. Prayer, Dad, that car is mine." You know the way God operates? Let me use, somebody could say, no. That car, no. I don't have a problem with you driving. But grow up. Take it, go and do driving lesson. Learn how to drive. Learn, don't pick up some of my bad habits. Amen. Don't pick up this, don't pick up that. So you can be a good driver. Then he says, no. Is it not your car? Is your car not my car? Am I not your son? That's the problem. God gave man will. It's dangerous. Because man by himself can destroy himself. So when we talk about faith in taking things, first ask, Lord, so add to your faith inquiry. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Lord, is this what I'm to do? If not, what am I talking about? I am still talking in the same frame of how to make 2024 a good year. Sometimes God will say you should sit. Sit. Don't say, Lord, others are standing, I can stand. They said sit. Because sometimes in your life, others are standing. What is the best for you is to sit. See, God's instruction per time is the best for you. I have come to know that by the word, by the experience of people in the written word, and by my personal experience. Amen. Church, in fact, I think it's foolish for believers to be making decisions without inquiry. It is. Because you have someone who gives liberally and upbraideth not. But that same God is so wise, he knows what can injure you. So you should be wise enough to say, okay, what do we do with this? Not rather than saying, you know what, it's all mine, I'm going to get it. And that's why that is the answer to a lot of things people have asked for, that they've used the law of faith to receive that has destroyed them. Have you met people who were serious believers? They asked for things, they shared testimony that they've received it, but that was their last time of spiritual fervency. Amen. Am I making sense? Let's go back again. Deuteronomy 30 verse 19. I call on to heaven and earth as a witness unto you today. I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Choose life that you and your seed may live. What is God interested in? God is interested in you more than you're interested in you. But he has to subject himself to your choices. That is why when we say making God the Lord of our lives, we are saying he directs our paths. That's why this kingdom functions by instructions. I would say it again. Right? In fact, let's go scriptural. John 5:24. He that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. So you have to hear the word and do what? Believe the word. That's when you have everlasting. Yeah. Say my choice. Uh-huh. And he says that one will not come into condemnation. If you ask God, God, do you want Tammy in condemnation? He says, never. I don't want time condemnation. But it is still up to Tammy to hear God's word, accept it as God's word, and then she has life. I am saying these things I'm giving you as background is to help you enter a new year cautiously with God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. What are the things that, you see, I told you, you're a new creation, you're different. What are the things, as I start to round up, what are the things that you will prioritize
Right? What are the choices? You know, don't believe me like that now. It's just what I say, just to make the service look like it's ending. Oh, you have been here how long again? He said last year, August. So when did he, I did my introduction. Have I turned the page? See, oh, you believe this thing. Oh my, it's just like someone believing what he sees on Instagram. It's like, oh God. All right. Let's look at it again. Amen. There are things we have to prioritize. There are choices we have to make, and there are instructions we have to follow. That's what makes your 2024. God is faithful to you, but God will not force you. God will give instructions, and that's about it. What will God do? God will give you instructions in 2024. What are you to do? You are to prioritize and make choices. You must know your path and know God's path. That wisdom is what makes you have a good year. Let me help you with things you can prioritize, so that it doesn't look, although it might sound cliche, but Jesus said it, Paul said it, everybody has said it, and it's there. Jesus said it. He said it in Matthew 6:33. What should you prioritize? He says, seek ye first. It's there. Matthew 6:33. He even tells you from 31, don't live the way the Gentiles live. Don't pursue what the Gentiles pursue. Don't act like that. You say, no. You see, listen, Jesus' instruction to the church through his apostles is that you seek who first? Jesus said, if you love your children and you love your fathers and mothers more than me, you cannot walk with me. Trying to say, in your relationships, who is number one? Jesus. What will you prioritize this year? You will prioritize Jesus and his kingdom. Let's look at it. Matthew 6. Don't think God does not. You know, people think God is not aware of what they go through. God now starts to talk about it in Matthew 6. Look at verse 31. He says, therefore, take no thought. Matthew 6:31. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we be clothed? He says in verse 32, after these things do the Gentiles seek. So if you see a Gentile, why is he on the earth? Why he's on the earth is only about things on the earth. What is on the earth is about what I can eat, about what I can drink, about the clothes I wear. A selfish kind of life. God says, that is not the way. Are you getting it? Hey, church, are you getting it? It's supposed to be New Year, last Sunday service message. You should be something that is exciting you. You should be shouting, yes, Pastor, I'll follow instructions. All right, look at it. Look at verse 33. Then, in fact, let us look at verse 32, just to be fair to you. For after these things do the Gentiles seek. Please read what is after that. For your heavenly Father knoweth. Say, my Father knows. Before you know, your Father knows. The uneasiness and the unrest is just pure unbelief on steroids. Don't act like maybe what you are going through, you are the only one that is going through it. God is not aware, he's busy in CEO meetings. No. He knows. The person that knows still said, you know what? This is the secret to life. Because if you don't have it set up that the kingdom is number one, other things will topple it. It's not that God is really, if God wants to manipulate. No. If Jesus is not number one in your life, other things will easily topple it. When circumstances come, it will topple it. So God says, you know, so it's not about God and his insecurity. No, it's about your heart. Say, let it be number one. Non-negotiable. I am number one in your life. When good days, I'm number one. Bad days, I'm number one. That's how to live successfully. Because when God becomes number one, write it down, your desires start to change. Did you hear Brother Sadiq's testimony? He didn't shout, but it's very, very powerful. Bless me, he blessed me. He said, you know what? Do you know what he said? I'm someone that wanted to be like this. But what happened to him? He put God first and God started to change. God did not say, hello, I'm changing your desire. I'm changing it. He's changing. That's not what happened. He just realized it. That's what happens to you. It's not that, you know, some people like God. Someone else don't like God. No. It's about the fact that this walk is not God that does it for you.
There is the finished work, write it down, and there is the continuing work of Christ. Putting God as number one, regardless of all, is a discipline of the believer. Look at the book of Colossians 3. In good days and bad days, in tired days, he is number one. Let's look at it. Colossians 3. That's why, as your desires start to change, the things that used to bother you, they bother you no more. The devil cannot just bait you anyhow. He can't get you into offense anyhow. Malice, quick to be angry all the time because he knows what to touch. No, it's Jesus first. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Say it's Jesus first. Look at Colossians 3 verse 1. If, are you there? Colossians 3 verse 1. If ye be, I want you to be there. If ye be risen with Christ, what am I going to do? Church, what are you to do? Hey, I want to hear you. What are you to do? What are you to do? See, Colossians 1 and 2 tells you who you are in Christ. Colossians 3 tells us to seek. What are we seeking? The realities of who we are in Christ. He's number one. It's not a spot anybody can touch. They came to Jesus. They said, your mother and father are looking for you. Very, very touchy scripture. Do you know what he said? These that sit down here and hear my words, they are my father and my mother. Meaning, tell mommy and daddy they should come and sit down. Meaning, he said, number one. Say number one. Number one. Okay. Okay, how do I put God first? You know, because you know you can go with the mantra. It doesn't mean you are putting him first. Ha! Timmy goes out of this service. This year, my year of putting God first. What will you do? No, it's our year. A great year is coming. It's 2024. It's our year of putting God. No. Putting God first is instruction based. Please understand, faith without works is what? Dead. So starting, it's a glorious year of putting God first. It's a glorious year. We shall. No. That's faith operations. But will we see the works? You see it. Let me give you some things that makes it clear that we are putting God first. Putting God first simply means make spiritual growth your priority. Yeah. Did you hear what I just said? Make your spiritual growth your number one priority. That's how to have a good year. What did I just say? Make spiritual growth your priority. Make it. 1 Timothy 2 verse 15. It tells you there. Study to show thyself approved. A workman. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Make it your priority. Your desires will change. See, God has a plan. See the issue with God here. God has a plan for Timmy. God didn't just say, wow. Oh, Angel Michael, that's a woman. She's called Timmy. Oh, really? Okay, what do we do with her life? No. There's a plan. It's all there. And in that plan, he will give instructions. And it's the instructions that you follow that helps you in better alignment with the plan. May you not do so well. What God didn't ask you to do at all. So how will I save myself from this? Is in 1 Timothy 2, 15. Study to show thyself approved. A workman, rightly dividing. So Bible study, personal devotion times, breaking the word becomes your priority. Listen, spiritual growth is God's will for your life. Because in God's will for your life, as you grow, you can function and do the things he will have you do. How many people know here that God has a work for us? Amen. How many people know that we are fellow laborers with Christ? Amen. Are we together? Are you hearing me? Yes, it says rightly dividing. Because spiritual growth, like I was sharing when I was leaving some of the saints back in Africa, I told them, you know, some leaders came to see me and all of that. So what do you say? I said, you know what? Prioritize spiritual growth. And I cracked a joke. I said, you know that with your baby, all we can give your baby is milk. We have money to buy burger. We have money to buy all manner of things. But all we have given your baby is milk. Because that's all she can take. But there is amala. There is chicken. What? Tell me, you eat, you cook now. Tell me what people eat. Chicken teriyaki. Right? There are all manner of things. Sushi.
But we don't give it to that baby. We don't do that because that will be wickedness, not love. So prioritize spiritual growth. Study to show yourself approved, the workman rightly dividing the word of truth. What will is God's will for your life? That you grow. Amen.
Amen.
Church, amen. Amen. Look at Ephesians 3, verse 3 to 5. It says, whereby when ye read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. When we pray that your eyes of understanding should be enlightened, you know what we're really praying for? That you will understand, that you will read, that you will prioritize fellowship. You prioritize the word. Because it says, when you what? Read. When you do what? Read. You will understand my knowledge. Look at Proverbs 4 verse 20. My son. I want you to be there. My son, what should you do? Hearken to my, attend to my words. Please listen. Listen. I want you to be following that verse. My son. Okay, just so that we have clarity, we'll close at 5. My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ears to my saying. You see, what did I say to you about instruction? God will just say it. God's spectacular is the normal everyday instruction. The everyday instruction is the supernatural of God. God's highest revelation is the written word. I've said it in 3 different ways. Meaning that when you do what is here, it is bigger than an angel coming to see you. Amen. He will put it there clearly. My son, attend to my words. Ah, and you are playing during Bible study. And you are maybe tweeting. And during Bible study, you are using a phone and you go on Instagram. Ha! And you don't do that in an exam. You don't do it. You don't. Because you. But there is something far greater. Attend to my words. Who is talking? It's God's word. It's God's word. And regardless of speaker. Regardless of who is talking. Attend to, because it's God's holy words. He's speaking to us. You say, God is speaking to me. Say, who taught today? It was God that spoke. Okay, it was through Deacon Tosin. Even if you know what he's teaching about, attend to my words. God is speaking. You know, there's a proud generation. Because they say Proverbs 4:20, and you can quote it. You think you don't need the instruction. His word is new every month. Yeah. Incline thy ears to my saying. He says, let it not depart from thy heart. Keep it in the midst. Keep it in the midst. He says, because it is life to them that find it. He said it is even medicine. Medicine. There is never queen and there is what the queen. He says it's medicine to their body. So there is something about feeding on God's word that stimulates your metabolism. Yeah, it does it. But you say, it's not true, it's not true, it's not. How can God lie? God said it there. It is mape, health to my body. So there is something it does, because the first place I need to be well is mentally. And that's what the word deals with. Amen? Yeah, yeah, amen?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it deals with. It held to my body. Look at, so that you don't say I'm just quoting Proverbs 4 verse 20. I've quoted it. Look at it again. My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ears to my saying. When they are talking, what are they saying? What are they saying? It's God that is talking now. It's important now. My Bible study. Oh, it's important now. God is talking to me. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep at it. Look at it. Write it down. Look it. Say, keep them in the midst of thy heart. How will you do that? It is by ensuring it doesn't depart from your eyes. Look at it there. It is life unto them that find it. It is health to their flesh. Look at verse 43. Keep thy, Proverbs 4:23 is there. Keep thy heart with all. Can you see simple instructions? Meaning it's not everything you take in. You will keep your heart. Everybody say, no, in this generation that we are in, nothing affects my heart. I watch what I like, look at what I like. No! God says you are reckless. That word there is vigilante. You are parapolis. You are the vigilante of your heart. Because you know that everything that makes you have a good or bad year is predicated on what you see, what you hear, and who's around you. So you keep your heart with all diligence. There are some things, you're reading, no, I can't read this anymore.
your watch. No, I can't do that. No, I can't engage. He said, because you got to keep your heart. You can defile your heart and you have a good heart. Do you get what I just said? You will defile the heart. You'll be thinking wrong thoughts. You'll be thinking, and it's not really, really bad thoughts. Did you hear Brother Sogi's testimony? He said, those things were not really bad. But it's outside of the construct of Christ. Yeah, you can be honest and you would defile your heart. You would defile it that you'll be thinking unbelief. You'll just be thinking impossibility. Why? Because you fed your heart. I've always said it for many years. Your heart is not loyal to you. It is loyal to the information that you give to it. Therefore, be wise. Amen. Church, amen. Amen. And let me say this other one so that we can close. I have 5 more minutes. Number 2, prioritize the leading of the Spirit. Because I know I spoke a little bit about instructions the other day. I've spoken right now about put Jesus first. Putting Jesus first, meaning his kingdom is first. His ways are first. Don't let anybody, don't be like those that say, no, when I become this, I will now give God more. No. He that is faithful in a little is faithful in much. And let me say something. Everybody, hope we know that God is watching. Not as a judge like that in this context so that you are getting angry. But God is watching. God sees our actions. And they matter. How does God look at? Number 1, God looks at motive, then actions. He doesn't look at actions first. He looks at motive. What is in your heart before you did what you did? That's why we started off with revelation. Do you know that you can do everything that you do? You can be Brother Sadiq, who called him Man of the Year the other day? Today, hey, man, he did this, he helped everybody. Do you know that it means nothing to God if his heart is not right? If he's not doing it from love, from consecration of the decision to serve? Amen. But how would he know this thing? He gave himself to study. He gave himself to the written word. My brothers, prioritize your devotion. Amen. Prioritize your prayer life. Prioritize it. Don't think. In fact, just as in passing, this night you will be by yourself alone at 11. I've cancelled the meeting. You will be by yourself alone at 11 or 10 or whenever time you want to be. Pray through. Open the Bible. Open a book. Let God speak to you. Amen. Church, amen. Amen. Sit down and hear. See, there is a living God you serve. I'm trying to be real with you. You can play. And you can, by yourself, run and shoot. The gift of the Spirit is at work in you. Yeah. Yeah. Pray. Heartfelt. Not the one that, Father, Lema, you are still there. Rakaka, you're on Instagram, you're on Facebook. No. Get serious. Get serious. Your heart is in this. Biratos pandali here. Mente. I want to know. I want to see. I want to understand how to go about this thing. Oh God. Yeah. He will give instructions. He has been waiting. Amen. Church, amen. Amen. No, we're about to close. Prioritize the leading of the Spirit. Learn more of God, should I? Amen. Ask the Lord questions. Outside of asking the Lord questions, this is the one I practice. Enjoy fellowship. Amen. Amen. Do you know what I just said? Do you know that? Did you hear what Brother Precious said in his testimony? I was with Brother Victory and we were there for 8 hours. Oh, they are stupid. No, they are not. Everywhere there is fellowship, there's always communication, there's always revelation. There's always instruction. Even amongst believers, how much more with the Lord? Have some times. Don't even wait for me to declare 7, 6, 5 hours. This is our church. You better be thankful that we are calling 8 hours. Because we are doubling on our activities this year. Jesus will be known in the UK. And we are not going to do it by gimmicks. We are going to do it by the word and prayer. Yeah, and so you will make up your mind because you are part of the number. God is counting on you. You will give yourself to prayer. People will know that. No. He doesn't just not have, he's not dependent on anything goes. No, he has what he's doing with his time. And it is kingdom based first. Yeah. Prioritize the leading of the Spirit. Don't just do things because they are good. People just think that I just wake up and I just write book. No. I always share my story. July 23rd. Yeah, I remember it, not because I always remember this, but it was my wife's birthday. It was in the sixth hour of prayer. I remember. Oh, now, I've commissioned you to write the book. He told me the first one, and as you write, my eyes of men will be enlightened in the knowledge of the truth. Go for it. Not that I just look at Yonggi Cho wrote book. Kinetegin wrote. Let me say it this way. Who am I not to wrote? No. It came out of prayer. Yeah. Prioritize the leading of the Spirit. Prioritize fellowship. You can come and really play now. Right? Because you understand that God has a plan. And you will stay there. Why do we stay long in prayer? Let me help you sometimes. So that we can deaden. If you want to know what you really want to do or what you should really do, can I help you? You have to say, I should help you. Because, can I help you? If you want to know what to really do about the situation, stay long in prayer. What will it do? It will deaden your fleshly desires. Staying long in prayer will, see, this is a secret hack. It will deaden your desires to what you want to do. And then you will now be face to face. It will bubble up. It will come up. It will just be there. Why? The spirit and the flesh, they always are in a war. But when you give yourself to prayer, you are winning the war against the flesh. And so the spirit can bubble up, and the spirit is always there with instructions. Don't say you don't know what to do. No, you are the one that doesn't want to know. Stay there. Amen. Prioritize. This year, play is good. Prioritize fellowship. Prioritize fellowship. Prioritize it. Thank you, Father. Pray. Let's close with this one. The next one, prioritize godly associations. Proverbs 13, verse 30, verse 20. He that walks, you see, another kind of simple instructions. Listen carefully. He that walks with the wise shall be the companion of fools, will be destroyed. Bro, what a hack. Someone asked me, why have I maintained spiritual consistency? I said, it's company. Amen. What did I say? It's company. It's company. It's not because I'm a... It's company. Prioritize. Prioritize company. Godly associations. You have them vertically and horizontally. Have friends that are godly. God can, through them, minister to you. Amen. Amen. Reduce ungodly friends. Help your life so that 2024 does not come and go again. Amen. Desires are not changing because, listen, do you know this? Your environment determines your experience. Did you know it? Yes. I just came in from Africa. It's very hot there. It's not hot because God is angry or sad or with me. What is it just? The environment. What does it? It affects my experience. That was last night. This morning I'm here in the UK. What is it here? It's cold. It's not because God is angry or sad. It is my environment that determines my experience. Understand it too. You should get to it as part of your prayers this new year. God, who are those people that are my friends? They are friends you should cut. They are. In fact, as I'm talking, there might be some people that this one is full of. You reduce the impact because they are too influential in your life. And there are some that you should embrace. God will show you all these things. But you will prioritize them. You know how the devil works among godly relationships and all of that? He tries to get you get into offense, bitterness, anger. Something cause fights. That's it. If you look at the book of Philippi, the two women in the Philippi church, they stay fighting. They told Paul. That's the devil. He always wants to bring, but prioritize godly relationships. Make them a big deal to you. Value your spiritual relationships so that when God wants to reach you and you are deaf, he can speak through men. You get to a point, you say, I have known by experience that Brother Leek is a man of God. He's a brother who speaks God's word. If he comes to me and tells me, you know what, I'm about to go in a particular direction, I should stop. It makes me want to stop. I know that God speaks through him. Not say, we are just grace reigns. We only meet once in a while. We do us. No. Value it. That is what will make you.
You create and build those bonds. Are you hearing me? You will create. God walks with you through men. Right? You have to say, oh Lord, show me those men. Amen. Did you? Some people think maybe I like Brother Sodiq's testimony. It's because Brother Sodiq's testimony fits into 2024. The sermon that we're you hear what he said? He said, I thank God, oh, God ordered my steps. God wanted to do something in his life and brought him into another environment so I can hear God's word. That's how God changes men's life. What they hear, who they are around, what those ones value. It rubs off on you. The Bible says Saul, when he was with the prophets, he was not a prophet, but he did what? He prophesied. There is nothing you cannot. I've realized it. I've practiced it. There is nothing. That's what. There is nothing you want spiritually that you cannot practice. Just be close enough. Amen. Church, amen. Church, amen. So, we that works with prioritize friendships. So, no. In my local church, no, I don't do those. No. You prioritize it. Spiritual men. Prioritize spiritual friends. Prioritize the local church. Prioritize spiritual leaders. Prioritize. That's how God does this thing. Rise upon your feet. Rise upon your feet. I've said a couple of things today. And that's the last thing intentionally you're hearing as you go into a new year. I've said this year, prioritize putting Jesus first. I've said prioritize instructions. I've said prioritize the leading of the Spirit. I've said prioritize godly associations. On those things, I am telling you the things that can shape and alter in God's system and modus operandi any year. Lift up your hands and pray now. You might be that one that want to make a prayer of commitment, like we saw Brother Victory do. He said, oh, in 2023, I did some things, but I could do more. So in 2024, we will do more for Jesus. More preaching, more studying, more evangelism. More prioritizing spiritual growth. Hey, you make those prayer of commitment if you realize that, oh, that first point they spoke about is, you are going to be honest. Oh, Jesus was not really first. Maybe he was second or third, but no, in these grounds, he has to be first. Come on, pray. Come on, pray. Come on now. Come on. You heard all the 4 points that I've given today as we close. You heard everything. Oh, God. There are some. Show me who I need to cut off. Show me who I need to bring closer. Lord, you can even say, Lord, help me in this my friend game. My friend game is weak. Come on. Be vulnerable and real. Life is about reference. You can have wisdom and your life will not change. Joseph was like that until somebody referred him. All these things, I'm telling you things that will change your life. Help you to move into the will and plan of God. Ibra